going to start this morning, though, by speaking about the issue we started the show with yesterday, and that was in relation to the issue of gender-neutral toilets in the new Gaelcolláiste Ciarán in Tralee. Yesterday, I spoke to the principal of the Gaelcolláiste Ciarán in Tralee, Rory O'Kaneda, about the controversy of our plans for possible all gender-neutral toilets at the school's new €16 million campus, which is due to open at the end of the month. Parents raised concerns, and following a meeting, the new campus will have male-only toilets, female-only toilets, and gender-neutral bathrooms available. Yesterday, Radio Kerry's Trasa Murphy spoke to one of the parents who raised concerns, Deirdre Stewart. Trasa first asked her, has the matter been resolved now that the campus will have same-sex toilets?
My initial concern was from the beginning of the design and the designation of the toilet facilities in the school. There was zero consultation with students and with parents. And the first time I heard anything about this was when I read a text message about it about 2 weeks ago. And still at that point, students were unaware of how the toilets were being designed and designated. So what happened then was Trasa was... we got in contact with the school just to, you know, seek further clarification on the whole thing. We were also disappointed, you know, with the lack of transparency and communication with parents on the issue. Because from the beginning, the designation was, we found out, was that the three floors of the new school would have gender-neutral toilets.
And that's been changed now. The school has listened to parents' concerns. There's a choice. So a child can use a single-sex toilet. They can use female-only toilets. They can use male-only toilets where appropriate. And there's also the gender-neutral bathrooms if they want to use those. So it's been resolved. So where is the concern then?
Not really, Trasa. So the only reason there was a change in the designation of the toilets was because I had to contact the school, Trasa, because, you know, as a parent, I have a child with autism who attends the school, and I also have, you know, my girls have struggled with you know, anxiety and panic attacks. And when that happens, you know, I know for my girls that they've always resorted to going to the toilets because they see them as a safe place. And I was very unhappy that I had to get on the phone with the school and plead for my girls to have access to facilities, a safe facility. So I was only informed on Monday after the fact in a meeting that the school decided to give a designation for girls on the second floor and for boys on the third floor. Now, we raised a number of health and safety, we'd say safeguarding issues and concerns with regards to what they call the wording they're using is gender neutral. It's not unisex. Unisex means something very different.
Could you explain the difference to gender neutral and unisex toilets? Because ultimately, don't they mean the same thing, that people of both sexes can use the facilities?
Yeah. So, I mean, even the school commented that they were confused and that they had misunderstood what the term gender neutral meant. Okay, so I think it would benefit everybody if there was clarity. From my research that I've done, a unisex toilet is kind of a self-contained unit where there's a door and your basin or your sink basin and your toilet are in the one area. Okay, so it happens with regards to handicapped toilet facilities, for instance. Okay, now there's one of those toilets in each of the floors, and we had to ask the school that if they could allow either boys or girls to use those toilets, because we felt that would be needed, because I don't think it's fair on boys to have to go up to the third floor to use a facility either if they have classes on the ground floor.
But just coming back again to my question there, Dee, even though you're unhappy, for example, with aspects of what's been agreed, that the boys, that the male only toilets will be on the second floor, the female only toilets will be on the first floor, and then the gender neutral or unisex toilets, whichever you want to call them, are on the ground floor. Even though you're unhappy, and it's a fair point that boys, if they don't want to share a bathroom with girls, will have to go up to the third floor, to the second floor. Doesn't it mean that, notwithstanding your concerns and your genuine concerns, hasn't this been resolved? So there is a dedicated toilet area for girls only. There is a dedicated toilet area for boys only. And then there is a dedicated toilet only for boys and girls to use as a mixed group. It's different if there wasn't a choice, okay. But there is a choice.
No, there is a choice now, Teresa, thankfully, because parents got involved and requested that there'd be a choice given, because, you know, if we hadn't been involved in this process, we'd be stuck with three floors with gender neutral toilets, and my girls wouldn't have had the option or to use, as is their preference and their right, to have a girls' toilet. As parents, we were just very dismayed that there seems to have been no we'd say effort to answer our concerns. Seems to be no risk assessments done. This is the first school that, as far as we're aware of, we've been given no data or analysis on risk assessments.
What
or
do you mean by risk assessment, you know, and risk assessment of what, Dee?
I'm a parent, so I would assume that when we are, you know, have the design and designation of toilets that are gender neutral, where you're going to have 12-year-old girls using the same facilities as 19-year-old boys, there'd be some assessment done, because it hasn't been done before. It's never been done before in the country. There are no such toilets in the county that I'm aware of.
How do you know all this? Has that been confirmed to you?
We've looked into it as parents. We've looked into it. No other parent that goes to the school that I'm aware of is aware of other toilets throughout the county. And the principal himself has said that this is, you know, one of the first schools that will have gender neutral toilets. So as parents, we are asking the questions around health and safety and safeguarding, and we're asking for the transparency and communication with us to alleviate, you know, our concerns.
Now, the principal of Gaelcláiste na Cíorí in Tralee, Rory O'Kaneda, did an interview with my colleague Gerry O'Sullivan. He said that the school, the new building, including the toilets, all of this are in the Department of Education school design guidelines, areas that have been designed so that they are anti-bullying spaces. There's clear eyesight so that students can feel that they're in an environment that's both physically and emotionally safe, and they have absolutely listened to the concerns expressed by parents and taken on board this when it comes to the final design and the final layout for the bathrooms. Rory O'Kaneda said these new bathrooms, they are a safe space, there is privacy for users, and they're designed in such an array so that there will be communal areas, so the risk of bullying will be lessened.
Have they carried out assessments, and is there data to prove that?
Well, I'm just putting to you what Mr. O'Kaneda said.
I also know that Norma Foley, in respect to the design guidance document, stated that the school should make those decisions based on consultation with the school community. Now, that didn't happen.
But it did happen. But it did happen ultimately, though, didn't it?
No, ultimately, I mean, really, 2 weeks before the school was opening, there was no consultation with students or parents. Because what's happening, if you look, you know, there are similar toilets in the UK, and all anyone has to do is go online. And it's very clear that there's increased risks of intimidation for girls with regards to embarrassment around, you know, periods and access to sanitary products, risks of sexual harassment. Like, those concerns are still there. And because the toilets are floor to ceiling, we also raise the issue, you know, around safety. So if a child passes out or gets sick in the toilet.
What do you mean by floor to ceiling? This is the stall, so, is it? So there wouldn't be a gap. Wouldn't be a gap at the top and bottom. Those gaps have been removed, is it? So that the door goes from floor to ceiling. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, so normally the tradition that we're used to is when you go into school toilets or most public toilets, that is that there's a space on the floor so you can see the feet, or you can see if someone's smoking because there's a gap at the top.
Your concerns about these floor to ceiling doors would be that if somebody gets sick, that they may not be in a position to signal for help, and people outside the cubicle may not be aware of what's going on. Is that it?
I mean, these are just kind of common sense questions that parents would ask, okay? Because this has not been done before in a school. And we have asked for, you know, like I said, was there a risk assessment done? You know, what data do they have?
And the school would argue that they have done everything according to Department of Education guidelines. The department is adopting best practice. That anything that's being implemented would have been trialled, if not in Ireland, in other countries and in other schools, education systems, and that they would not treat young people as some kind of social experiment. They're only too well aware of their responsibilities. Could I ask you though, Dee, just going back to the bathroom and the stall, your concerns about the floor to ceiling doors, because there's no longer that gap, people can't look over you when you're going to the bathroom. You have that privacy, you have that safety, you don't have to worry about people looking under the door or above the door, that you have a completely safe space when you're in the bathroom. So it sounds to me that is something that would give young people confidence in using the bathroom. What would your response to that be?
No, it's also the communal spaces, you know, like I said, girls and boys, you know, from the ages of 12 right up to 19 are going to be in the same area. And girls have, you know, there are gender differences, and girls have different requirements when they use the facilities, as we're all aware of. And so it's up to the school and the department to show us what assessments they've done, what guidance they're following. They've not given us any of that information, and they didn't ask students either.
Well, the school, from the school's point of view, has said that the parents have been consulted and the changes have been made.
When? Who did they consult with, and when?
That's the question. That's the point you want to make. Dee, finally, will you tell me, you're a member of a group, the Kerry Parents' Rights Alliance. Who are you, and you know, what is your value system?
Trasa, we're just parents, you know, and teachers, a whole range of people who kind of knew each other in the locality. And we just, you know, didn't like a lot of the information that was coming out about changes to the curriculum. And with regards, again, to parental consent, that seems to be a big thing. It's about the rights of parents, consent, communication, consultation, and the rights of all students, you know, the rights of girls and boys, and for their preferences. The lack of transparency in communication is very concerning.
And would you have a position on the discussion about transgender identity in schools?
No, I have no position on it. I have no position on it. And that's, you know, that has nothing to do with this, because we were told the whole thing here was to do with anti-bullying and inclusivity. But it's not very inclusive if you're excluding girls and boys from the get-go.
What would you say to people listening in to say, look, your matters have been resolved. There are now single-sex toilets, and there are far more concerning things to worry about when it comes to young people, for example. Bullying, availability of student accommodation when they finish secondary school and look to start third level if they decide to leave Tralee, that these are far more serious concerns.
I kind of agree with you there, because I'm quite disappointed that this issue has been dealt with the way it has by the school. The issue is not to do with what you call same-sex toilets. The issue is to do with safeguarding with regards to the facilities, because these are new facilities, and we would like clarity with regards to any risk assessment or studies that have been done to make sure that girls do not feel intimidated. But thankfully, parents did get involved, be it very late in the process, to try and solve any issues for children going to the school there.
And one last final question, Dee, and thank you so much for your time. Have parents from other schools been in contact with you in relation to this issue about the toilets?
I have had many parents contact me about this. Many parents who have children with autism, many children who struggle with anxiety and panic attacks, because we were very concerned that they weren't going to give girls and boys their own places to use, you know, for the toilet and for bathrooms.